State Attorney General Martha Coakley cruised to victory in the Democratic primary to replace the late Ted Kennedy in the U.S. Senate last night. Coakley got 47% of the vote, compared to just 28% for Congressman Michael Capuano, 13% for City Air co-founder Alan Casey, and 12% for venture capitalist Steve Pagliuca. Speaking to supporters in Boston last night, Coakley said voters helped her achieve what might have seemed impossible. She said she was honored and humbled to have the opportunity to follow Senator Kennedy and touted her accomplishments as district attorney and attorney general.
I took on Wall Street and the big banks for their role in this economic mess. I took on drug companies and health insurers, rooting out fraud and the abuse that drives up costs for our seniors and families. I stood up to utility companies to keep our energy costs low and fought global warming by challenging the Bush administration.
On the Republican side, Scott Brown trounced his primary opponent, businessman Jackie Robinson, 89% to 11%. State Senator Brown will face an uphill battle in heavily Democratic Massachusetts and wasted no time in criticizing Coakley. He said last night that none of her proposals or positions will save taxpayers any money and pointed to differences on a host of issues at his victory party last night.
Cap and trade, national energy tax, healthcare proposal, $2 to $3 trillion. Her position on illegal immigrants and her position on supporting terrorists being tried at taxpayer dollars in New York. There's such a clear contrast between me and her.
Now that we have finalists in the race for the U.S. Senate, there's one thing that is certain. That is that early next year, the winner of the January 19th special election will have to resign his or her current office. Either the Republican nominee, State Senator Scott Brown, or the Democratic pick, Attorney General Martha Coakley, would step down from their present positions before being sworn in to the U.S. Senate. WBUR's Steve Brown has been looking into the potential political scenarios and is here with us now to explain the process. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Bob.
It's been on the radar for some time now, hasn't it, on Beacon Hill?
Yes, it has. Filling vacancies and strategizing to fill vacancies has become a full-time obsession at the State House since the Senate race first began. Whenever there's a vacancy, such as the one caused by the death of Senator Ted Kennedy in August, there's been a ripple effect throughout the state.
All right. What about the vacancy in the state Senate if Scott Brown should win in January, or the vacancy in the Attorney General's office if Martha Coakley wins in January? What happens to the positions they'd leave?
It's probably easiest if we look at how the state Senate vacancy would be handled. Legislative vacancies are fairly common. Since Scott Brown is a member of the state Senate, it would be up to Senate President Therese Murray to declare a special election. Now, the thing to keep an eye on here is the timing. 2010 is an election year. All 200 state legislative seats are technically in play, so I wouldn't be surprised if the seat remained vacant.
Well, why is that?
Well, while the election is January 19th, the Secretary of State's office figures it'll still be a couple of weeks before all the overseas absentee ballots and the vote are returned and that the election is certified. So a new senator would not be sworn in until February at the earliest. That's the time nomination papers will be made available for all 200 legislative seats. And it would be impractical for a special election to be taking place at the same time.
All right. On the other side, how about if Democrat Martha Coakley wins on January 19th? Talk about her seat.
That's very different. That's what a number of people are counting on, because the Attorney General's post is a plum position. The state constitution stipulates that when there's a vacancy in the office of Auditor, Secretary of State, or Attorney General, a joint session of the legislature is to meet and choose a replacement. Now, this has only happened three times in the last 42 years, and the last time it happened was way back in 1981 when the state auditor was named to a judgeship.
So if the Attorney General's office becomes vacant, when would the joint session be held?
There's no set time. It's up to the Speaker of the House and the Senate President to decide when to call the session. And really, it's the Speaker who holds all the cards, because there are 160 House members and only 40 Senate members. Now, when two of the last three vacancies occurred, the Speaker at the time had himself appointed to the vacancy. Now, I'm told that current House Speaker Robert DeLeo is not interested in the AG's post, should that become available.
So who is interested, and what would they have to do to get the appointment? Is this a campaign that's sort of waged inside the State House?
It is. It's all inside. There are a handful of representatives who are very interested in becoming AG. No one's making anything official. They won't talk on the record for fear of getting ahead of themselves, but you can be certain that they are making their case to Speaker DeLeo in the hopes of currying his favor. Names that are often mentioned up at the State House include House Ways and Means Chairman Charlie Murphy, Financial Services Chairman Peter Katusian, Judiciary Chairman Gene O'Flaherty, and Melrose State Rep. Catherine Clark.
They're all on the House side.
That is correct.
What about the Senate side? Interested parties in the Senate?
One senator who's interested over there, Methuen State Senator Stephen Bedore, has indicated he is interested, but he may just run for the job in the fall. Again, since the House members far outnumber the members in the Senate, it's highly unlikely that anyone from the smaller of the two branches would get picked.
So you mentioned the fall. It would be a relatively short appointment then. Whoever's picked by the legislature would have to campaign for the job in their own right in an election before voters in the fall.
That's right. All the constitutional officers are up for election in the fall. Legislators are not the only ones eyeing this position. Traditionally, district attorneys run for and become attorney general. Martha Coakley was the Middlesex County DA before becoming the state's AG, as were her two predecessors. I can tell you that the current Middlesex County DA, Jerry Leone, is not going to be a candidate, but Norfolk County's Bill Keating and other DAs are considering a run.
WBUR's Steve Brown, thank you very much for explaining all this to us.
Thanks, Bob.